Michigan State.
It seems like the consensus favorite in the Big Ten is Michigan State, and I'm joined by Spirit 89 FM Sports' Andrew Hayes. Andrew, what's going on?
How's it going, Hank? Thanks for having me, man.
Of course, man. I'm obviously not doing as well as you are since we're talking directly after the Michigan State win over the Kentucky Wildcats. And it seems like this Michigan State team has expectations that surpass just being the Big Ten favorites and the Big Ten champions, but more being a national title contender and possibly the national title contender favorite, correct?
Especially after this game, it's tough to not to get that feeling. In past years, the talk of Izzo and kind of around campus is you know, you want to win the Big Ten, see where you can go in March. But I think this year is especially big because they have so many guys returning. They only lost one guy in Derek Nix. They've got a couple of guys who are looking to go really high in the NBA draft with Gary Harris and Adrian Payne. And they returned four starters, and they returned even more guys that come in off the bench. So it's kind of a Final Four at least year, and to be completely honest with you, a Final Four would feel a little empty this year if that was all that they brought home.
I would actually agree with that, especially after watching that win over Kentucky. I know what you get with Gary Harris, but I noticed that Denzel Valentine has taken on a much, much bigger role from last year to this year. Can you talk a little about how much of a different role he has? I know Brandon Dawson and him have kind of switched roles, where now Dawson's coming off the bench and Valentine's starting.
Well, it's interesting right now. Dawson, it's going to be interesting to see where he goes this season, because this has been his first real offseason. The offseason after his freshman year, he had to rehab his ACL injury. So this past offseason has been really the first one where he's had the opportunity to work on his skills rather than trying to work off an injury. His jump shot has gotten better. He's still just an absolute monster on the boards. I think his legs look even better this year than they did last year. In terms of Denzel Valentine, I think the name that's been thrown around in comparing him is people have been comparing him to Draymond Green, which is outrageous for a true sophomore to be compared to Draymond Green already. Is outstanding, and it shows the court awareness, and kind of, I think, part of it is the deceptive athleticism of the two of those guys. Really leads to his effectiveness, but it was... I saw it in the first two exhibition games, and also in the first game against McNeese State. Denzel Valentine can pass so well, and he can dribble. And when it comes to tournament time, you want a guy like Denzel Valentine on your team when you play the Syracuses and the Big East teams that run a zone so much, because he can dribble and he can distribute better than a lot of guys his age and a lot of guys in the nation.
I did not see that big of a role reversal, or not even a role reversal, but the amount of load that Denzel Valentine had on his plate from last year to this year has been so much increasing, and I did not think he would become this player. Seeing him play in the first couple games, I'm very, very impressed. He's kind of like the glue guy to that team, so I'm really, really excited to see how much more he can provide to that team come in the future. But I want to ask you a question, since you brought up the loss of Derek Nix. I watched the game against Kentucky. I know this is probably something that Tom Izzo brought up in the preseason, but it seems like rebounding might be the biggest issue on this team, especially losing one of your top rebounders in your front court from last year. How necessarily, I mean, you talked a little about Brandon Dawson picking up some of the slack, but how necessarily are they going to rebound the ball this year to the potential that they can? Is there a definitive answer to their rebounding issues?
Well, it's tough to say, because they've kind of played the two polar opposites in terms of physical talent. Mm-hmm. They've played a McNeese State team that was pretty physical and a pretty good team, but not anywhere near as physically gifted as Michigan State. And then they played Kentucky, who is the polar opposite, just freakishly naturally gifted on on. I mean, that's just a huge team. But I right now, and I think the biggest thing for Michigan State in terms of rebounding is just staying out of foul trouble. Because when they had Adrian Payne and Matt Costello in the game tonight, they looked pretty good on the boards. When you have Payne, Dawson, and Costello all crashing the boards, that's a pretty good threesome headed towards the glass. But Payne Payne and Costello got into some foul trouble. And tonight we really saw, I think, the first time that the hand-checking rule has played a major role in a game. And it's going to be interesting going forward to see how that affects the season. But that's an aside. But yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they recover from Knicks. I think Payne and Dawson will be the two big rebounders. So it's going to have to be more of a collective effort. It's not going to be as much Payne and Knicks going and getting, you know, 30 boards between the two of them in the game. It's got to be the guards and the small forwards have to crash the boards more than they have in the past.
And let's transition over from talking about the players individually to the collective team and what Shaw Mizzo is trying to bring in terms of a culture. What have you seen this year from, I don't know if you've seen any scrimmages, I know you've seen a couple games so far. Is there something collectively as a team, whether it be they're more up-tempo, whether they're switching more on defense, whether it being five guys to the boards, that they're doing quite differently from years before?
Well, the biggest thing this year is they wanted to be more up-tempo this season. They don't have the kind of size. Derek Nix wasn't necessarily the tallest big guy in the nation, but he was wide, so he could move people around. But now that they have gotten rid of that big body and they pretty much go 10 deep, just athletic guys. They want to run the ball. It was shown tonight, really, playing against Kansas, and they showed it also in the exhibition games and in the first game prior to Kansas against McNeese. They can run the floor. Probably, I haven't watched a lot of other games. Obviously, it's been pretty hit or miss so far in the coverage. But they can run the ball, and they will get out in transition, and that's the way they want to beat teams this year. Is they want to get out and they want to score before people have a chance to get their heels dug into the paint. Even on missed shots, they're getting the ball in as fast as possible, yep. And they're getting that ball across the timeline in 5 seconds tops.
Yeah, and it's really, really nice to have a senior in Keith Appling leading the up-tempo. So that's nice on a leadership perspective. It's nice to see the trust that Tom Izzo has in Keith Appling. With that said, and I'll head out on this one, give me a best-case, worst-case scenario for this Spartan team heading into the season.
Best case scenario, this team wins the national championship, and I've watched enough Michigan State basketball in the past, and I'm a lifelong Cubs fan, so I know what it feels like to have your team just have fantastic expectations and then just stomp right on your heart. But I don't, especially after tonight, I think Michigan State has some room to grow. It's not saying that they are the best team in the nation. But best case scenario is a national championship, and I think worst case scenario is an Elite Eight loss, and that's outstanding. And I think it shows just how good this team is this year. That I really do think an Elite Eight loss would be crushing to this team with all the expectations that they came with and all the talent that they have.
Andrew Hayes of Impact 89 FM, you could visit his work on impact89fm.org/sports, man. It's been a pleasure. I hope Michigan State lives up to the potential because Izzo, in my opinion, is the best coach in college basketball, and there's no coach more deserving of another title than Tom Izzo. So I hope all goes well, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.
Hank, thank you very much, and hope to be talking to you soon, man.